Welcome back to the podcast.
Alright. I got my mac and cheese.
Alright.
So, let's start off with a different topic. Stranger Things, the Netflix series. To be honest, it is one of my favorite series of all time. I don't watch many series, but it's one of my favorites. How about you? Okay.
It's like, it's a Netflix original. I'm like...
Yeah, I mean, like Netflix usually doesn't make, like, the greatest stuff, and this time they actually made it pretty decent. And I'm impressed because, you know...
Their originals are definitely better than Hulu's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, straight up.
I don't hear any Hulu originals being on their top 10.
Yeah. So, we know that the trailer came out on Valentine's Day of this year. We know that, and to be honest, I accidentally scrolled over it because I didn't see it, and I just recently saw it 3 months later. So, what do you think of the new trailer? Have you even seen it?
I've seen it. I did. I mean, it was, like, 3 months ago, so.
I'm hyped to see what happened to Hopper.
Me too. I really hope it comes out sometime, like, August this year. I really hope.
I don't think they'll be able to do that. But, see, the thing that sucks is...
No, season one and season two both came out on, in October. Yeah. Almost, season two came out on Halloween.
Yeah. They usually upload their new series on, like, holidays and crap. But I don't want to wait until...
Okay. Yeah, because season 3 was on July 4th.
I've heard that they're either supposed to release it late 2020 or, like, sometime in 2021. But I can't wait that long.
Come on, bro. It's already been a year.
Like, I get that the quarantine crap sucks and crap. But, I mean, like, the kids aren't getting any younger. And, like... I understand that this probably takes forever to do, and I have no clue how long it takes. But, like...
Each of them came out a year later.
Yeah, but that's usually what you expect with the series. But, like...
I mean, at least the series is that good.
Like, if they're doing that, at least, like, release seasons 4 and 5 back-to-back at that point.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
I just...
Extends virtual season. Okay.
I just wish that, like... Like, I want Eleven and Mike to, like, get back together. Like, they weren't, like, I don't think they were broken up, but they may have been. But I don't think they were, like, they were still kind of a couple, but they weren't. You know, like, it was, like, friends with benefits.
Didn't she say, I dump your ass?
Yeah, but except, like, it's just weird, you know? Like, I actually got sad when Billy died, and that's weird, because, like, I never, like, liked Billy, but I never hated the dude. Like, it's weird, because I hated Steve in season 1, but then, like, I grew to, like... Steve used to be, like, he's one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. Dustin's still my favorite character, though.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I mean, like, the dude's just hilarious. And I think that they might have been able...
Because the guy that played Dustin was the one kid in the Vine that said... That's legitness. That was him.
No, it was? Oh, cool. Because, see, alright, so Hopper is alive. But, like, before we knew that, it sucked. Because him and Susie, when they sang...
Sorry, whoever hasn't seen Stranger Things or seen the trailer.
Yeah, that sucks for you. But, anyway, so now we know that Hopper is alive and he is in Russia. And he's a prisoner. But, see, like, the thing that I just don't get... It's like, what's the point of making him and Susie sing at that point? Like, what's the point? Like, I mean, I get it was hilarious. It really was. But, like, at the same time, I mean, there's just a point in time where it's like, just give him whatever plank is, or whatever, I think it was plank time, or number, something. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was your favorite season?
You know, after I remember because they were so far apart, they were a year apart. After I remember when season 2 came out, I had to go back and watch season one. Yeah. And then when season three came out, I had to go back and watch season one and season two.
Because
I forgot the whole thing.
I know, but that's the thing that sucks. It's like, alright, so my favorite series of all time is The Office. But the thing that's cool is that I can just binge watch all the seasons and I don't have to wait. But the thing that sucks with Stranger Things is that I have to wait now. Like, I don't even know when it's coming out. Like I'm going to have to...
They did release a release date when they came out with the trailer.
Yeah, but now...
And it was, like, August or October.
Yeah, but since quarantine's up, it might be, like, December or something. The thing that sucks is they never told us where the buyers moved. They never did. So they were saying that they wanted to come up for, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. But, I mean, like, that doesn't tell me anything on where they moved. And, like, so we know that Joyce Byers is not the richest woman alive. But, so, like, it just makes me wonder, like, so we know that they moved because of the town was, like, doing stuff to their kids and crap. But, like, I just really wish that, like, they told us more about what happened to the Byers. What is that?
Bird poop.
But, like, I just wish that they decided to, you know, like, at least tell us where they moved to. Like, I'm pretty sure they moved out of state.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, in the trailer, at the end of season three, I think, or sometime, because I just found it, it said, like, we're not in Hawkins anymore. So, what does that mean? Like, how are we gonna contact Will now? Like, because, like, I feel bad for Will's actor, Noah, because, I mean, like, the poor guy, like, he's legit just had to sit there, like, the entire season. Like, he was the entire prompt of season one, because that's all what happened. But I felt bad for Barbara's actor. I forget her name because...
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, she was in there.
She died, yeah.
Yeah, for two episodes. Because Nancy and Steve did stuff. But, like, I mean, it's just, like, there's just a point in time where, like, I wish we got to see more of Barbara because I...
Okay, hold up. Completely kind of out of topic. I was wondering... Do extras in, like, movies and TV shows, do they make money?
Yeah, they make money. Everybody makes money. Like, even if you're in a crowd or crap, like, sometimes in New York, like, they'll just film. But, like, sometimes if it's, like, you and, like, 100 other people, you might, like, receive, like, $50 or, like, $10 each or something. And to be honest, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, like, I'd act... For $10. I mean, I'm not a great actor whatsoever.
But you're just sitting there, really.
I know, like, give me a piece of gum.
That's what I'm
doing. Okay.
Just giving you a piece.
Alright, do you have a piece?
Yeah, but that's a great.
But, I mean, like, I just wish that they had more screen time for, like, certain characters. Like, Bob. Rest in peace, Bob. I wish that he got more screen time, because I think him and Joyce eventually would have gotten married. And I think... This is just a prediction. I think Joyce and Hopper are gonna date, and then eventually, end up getting married to each other.
Before they had sex, though, didn't they?
No, they didn't. Because if you were watching between, oh, crap. I forget his name.
You literally just watched the whole series.
I know, and I forgot.
In, like, a few days.
But I'm gonna refer to him as Bald Eagle. Bald Eagle... And Alexi, they were talking about it, and they were laughing because they still hadn't had sex yet, and so they were, like, laughing, and, like, I wish Alexi got more screen time, because he was going to be a fan favorite. I mean, like, the dude, all he wanted was his cherry Slurpee. That's all he wanted. It was just a cherry Slurpee, and that's it. If only he got stupid cherry Slurpee, he would have been happy, you know. But no, he had to get a strawberry. And so, yeah. And that's what I think killed him. Not the gunshot, his strawberry Slurpee. I'm kidding. But, no, I just wish No, I just wish that we had stuff to do. No. I think there's gonna be I'm thinking that there might be a spin-off of Stranger Things in the future. Like maybe focusing on like Eleven's life or Mike's life or something like that. Like I wanna see them, like I want a season of them as like adults and crap. Like because that'd be cool, because like what if Eleven and Mike have children? Then do they have telepathic skills as well or not? I mean, no, I just wish that, like, I just never want the series to end. I mean, just straight up, no.
No, well, I remember one day we were just scrolling through Netflix at my dad's house, and we saw Stranger Things, and it was season one. It had just came out. It was, I think, a few episodes or something. No, it was the whole season. And we were like, let's try it. And it was awesome.
No, what's funny is, so I'd watched The Office 4 straight times, and I was getting tired of it, so I decided, you know what, I'm gonna try and find a new show, and I was scrolling through, so I was originally gonna watch Ozark Banks, but then I decided no, and so I was scrolling through, and I remembered
Ozark Banks, you mean Outer Banks?
No, I think it might have been Outer Banks.
Yeah, Outer Banks is a good show, my dad watches it.
No. It's a new Netflix series, though.
Yeah, it's a good show. All
right, well, no, I just wish that, like, all right, so I was scrolling through, and I saw Stranger Things, and I was like, oh, yeah, I was going to watch this once they got The Office removed off of,
they're removing it in December this year.
Uh-huh. So, like, I was like, hey, I'm going to watch this. And I got addicted, and since there's quarantine and crap, I watched the entire series in about 4 days.
4 days, yeah. You said you watched season one in a day and then season two in a day?
Yeah, I watched season one in a day, 8 episodes of season two, and then, I watched one episode, season two, episode 9, and then I watched, like, 3 episodes of season 3, and then I finished it off. No. That's about it. To be honest, I think that Jonathan and Nancy are gonna get married. Do you think so?
I don't know.
That'd be like, I wish Steve and Robin could get together, but Robin ended up liking Tammy Thompson, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah. To be honest, one of the funniest scenes was when Steve and Robin were both drugged. That was pretty, pretty funny. It would be really nice if my partner in crime came over here, sat down, and we talked about Stranger Things.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, but you're not talking.
Because I've told you, I forget the whole series, really.
You really do? How long has it been since you watched it?
Since season 3 came out. I watched the whole season 3.
You haven't watched it since?
No, I haven't watched it since.
You have to rewatch it.
I probably should.
Yeah, you probably should.
But I'm not like a binge watcher by myself. I don't watch stuff all by myself. I have to watch it with someone.
Yeah. No, William, we're going to sit down.
I know, I'm just...
Do our podcast.
I know.
Not doing a podcast.
Alright, we gotta switch up the subject.
What do you want to talk about? Flight reacts.
No.
Is high in every YouTube video. And to be honest, I don't know if Flight reacts is actually that bad at basketball or if he's actually good. Because I've seen videos of Flight actually being good, but the videos that he uploads, he's trash, so. Guess we gotta figure it out. We are going to take a little break, right, William?
Yeah.